Hi, it's Si Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle here from the music desk with another of my music features, and I've got an absolute cracker today. We're up in the boardroom at the Chronicle office on Union Street, and I'm absolutely over the moon to have been joined by founder member and Oldham-born Gaz Stanley and Ray Boddington from the Piccadilly Rats, no less. So thanks for coming in to see us this morning. It's a real pleasure to meet you at long last, and you've caused a bit of a stir downstairs already, signing autographs and pictures and all the rest of it. So it's great to meet you. The Piccadilly Rats, in case people don't know, is it fair to say a band of kind of buskers?
That's how I describe it. Ray describes it.
I don't like the word busker because I've always believed that anybody who does anything, right, musical, singing, whatever it is, right, they're performers, and pointed that out to a certain judge, Rinder.
Oh yes, you did. Yes.
And, said, I stand corrected.
Right, very good. Okay, so the Piccadilly Rats, they formed. Gaz was a founder member in 2013, and just through playing sort of local gigs on the streets, if you like, in central Manchester, they've just been a bit of an internet smash, really. You know, loads of views on YouTube playing the little shows there. Can you believe, Gaz, how big it's got, the Piccadilly Rats kind of phenomenon?
I can't really. We started off getting a few people watching us, and then after about 6 months, more and more people was watching us. And when Roy finally joined us, we started getting huge crowds because Ray was already a performer in his own right.
Yeah.
But together, as a unit, so if there's one of us missing, either Tommy Trouble's missing, the audience goes down a bit. If Ray's missing, the audience goes down a lot.
Yeah.
But together, when we're all together,
we're
like a theatrical sort of show.
And
people have watched it all over the world. Judge Rinder's now been, I believe it's been shown in Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, and Norway. And we've also appeared on Brazilian television, believe it or not.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable. But you've even had bits of fleeting appearances on X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, haven't you, Ray?
It's all added up together.
Yeah.
All these little bits of publicity, a bit here, a bit there.
Yeah.
And it's just snowballed, really.
How do you feel about you only playing in front of all these people?
The thing is with the Piccadilly Rats, as Ray will tell you, with a lot of the others, if you want to call them buskers on the street, they're all fantastic players. They're better players than me, and they're better singers than me. But this, with the Piccadilly Rats, we seem more approachable, and we get an hell of a lot of end passes and stag people, and they all join in with us. And it's just heartwarming, you know, how the younger generation have took to as well, because it's something that we didn't really think was going to happen, did we?
No.
We just thought the older ones might like it, but for some mad reason, all the youngsters like it as well. It's just fantastic, you know.
Yeah. We've got a couple of big gigs coming up in Mosley and Bucks. Is it Buxton?
Yeah, we've got a busy weekend, and it starts on the 16th of September.
Yeah.
We're doing a gig in Mosley.
Right.
For the homeless charity, it's an homeless charity, and Cabbage from Mosley, and they're good friends of ours, and they've promoted us a couple of times, and we've actually played a few gigs with Cabbage. They're really good lads, you know, they've helped us quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then the day after, we travel to we're going to Buxton to the Rockfest Festival, which is another homeless charity.
Yeah.
So we're doing like two homeless charities in 2 days.
Oh, lovely.
So we're working on the streets of Manchester, me and Ray. We obviously know a lot of the homeless people, and got to know the people in the homeless community, and a lot of them are really, really nice people.
Yeah. Just on the subject of Cabbage, then.
I didn't know there was a person. Lee approached me when I was working in Piccadilly.
Right.
They were not as big then as what they are now.
They're quite big now.
But they wasn't then. And he says, hello, I'm Lee from, I've got a group called Cabbage. He's worn our T-shirts on a couple of gigs with the Piccadilly Rats, and he's done that.
Yeah.
And we've played a couple of shows with him, and he's just sort of kept in touch.
Yeah,
but we are mentioned in one of their songs.
Yeah,
a song called "Tell Me Lies About Manchester."
Mm.
There's a line in there about the Piccadilly Rats.
Yeah. You're having a film made about the Piccadilly Rats, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just can you tell the listeners a little bit about that, Ray?
That comes out hopefully in January.
Yeah,
at the Odeon. Well, it's not the Odeon, it's been sold, but
it's called View now.
Yeah,
what's it called?
View.
And that comes out hopefully in January.
Right.
And I think I'll hand back to Gary on that because he knows more about that than me.
What company is it that's kind
it's being done by a company called Low Flying Geese
Low Flying Geese. Yeah.
Low Flying Geese, and the director's called Nathan Cunningham.
Yeah.
And it's being edited as we speak now in Leeds. They're really, really, really pleased with how it's gone. But,
so how long ago did Nathan pick up on you then?
Well, I knew Nathan when we both used to work for the Manchester Evening News together.
I see.
In the same department. He used to make short films, and one day he decided he wanted to make a documentary on the Piccadilly Rats.
Yeah.
So they followed us all around for 12 months. They followed Ray.
Yeah.
Got Ray's story about what he did in the past, all the famous people who he's worked with.
Mm.
And then he did a bit with Tommy following him around, you know, and followed me around for a bit. The documentary is very interesting in the fact that it isn't all about happiness and just music. There's a lot of sadness in there, which you'll see when it comes out. So I said to the director, is that really a good idea to show the depressing Brits? And he said he'd rather show everything. So if you've got a bit of lightness, and then you've got his dark moments. The trouble is why it's taken so long, they've got over it because they followed us around for a year. They've got over 24 hours of footage, which has got to be broken down into an hour and a half. That's what the all-up is now, but they've got everything in the can. And they're really pleased with it.
And Netflix are getting involved in terms of releasing it. That gives you an idea of how big they are, how popular they've been.
I don't know much about it. They've got someone put an advert on one of the side of the box. There's some other backers who we don't know who they are, and they're trying to get it distributed in the United States.
Really?
So I don't know what'll happen if it goes on, and I don't know what they'll make of us. They might like us, they might laugh at us, I don't know.
What else is in prospect for the Piccadilly Rats, say in 12 months' time, or after your film comes out?
We're doing a lot of private bookings now. People are having parties and things like that. We've just been going round and doing, like half an hour for them.
When I first joined, I was passing and I joined them.
Yeah.
I picked up the vibes that there was something there myself. I joined them, and at first, for the first year, I thought, it's not going anywhere. We move forward to today, and I'm actually staggered. I actually misjudged it badly. I didn't realise. I was thinking more of the singing side of it entirely, and not the comedy aspect of it. I started 17 on Band on the Wall, and that's actually featured in the documentary. And also on Tiger Tiger, I did a dance there.
Right.
So the group's moved forward so much now that I can't walk out of my house. No, I've actually had people stopping the cars when I'm standing by the bus stop last week, taking photographs and shouting out, Piccadilly Rat.
What we hope for with the documentary is that maybe, and it isn't maybe, it could propel us to a different level, depending on if it's a success or not. But then again, we've got other irons in the fire as well.
He's been a little bit modest, actually, about something that he's not told you about. I have some songs which I've had in my head for 20 years, which I want to get recorded shortly and then get them onto the radio. But he's already moved ahead of that. He's already done that. Previously.
I've got three songs.
Songs on the go. We're
working on them now. But I'm not going to release them as Gaz Stanley. Yeah. I'm going to release them as the Piccadilly Rats.
I can't understand. I can jump on any stage and enjoy myself, and I come to life when I'm on a stage. I didn't think anybody could give me any proper support and inspiration, but he has.
Yeah.
I'm actually amazed that I've found somebody, and Gary has been a lot of inspiration to me, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
So get him out, you're in, and get him on a CD, you fool, so I will.
These three tracks, then, when will these be out, then?
Well, I've played them to the director, and he thinks he still wants some work doing on them.
Right.
One of them's called Katie, one's called Dalifa. One's called You'll Never Know Find Another Model Like Mine.
And Gary's actually given me inspiration to go ahead with now, so I will do it this year. When I was 19, I walked into the Decca Recording Studios in London with three songs that I'd written. They said two had quite a massive potential, in their opinion, if I could get them back. Forgot about them for years and years and years. And 4 years ago, I went into the Manchester Evening News office on Deansgate, but they brought the editor down, and he heard one of my songs, which is called Prison. He said to me, just can we have the words of that song? I said, well, not really, because it's copyrighted. I've not done it yet. And he said, there's no way that you wrote that. I said, yeah, I did. He said, that has got potential. What you need to do, you need to get that off the ground, get it sorted, because don't leave that, keep that to yourself. A beautiful words about prison, you know.
So is that something that for next year, then?
It will be for me, because I've got a lot on this year myself to do, you know. I've got shows I've been offered, and with the group and that, we've been offered shows, to do. So we have to.
So
one shows are all sorted out.
But we still need a manager, if there's anybody out there.
All right, okay. Gaz Stanley and Ray Boddington, thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting us.